From Washington, this is VOA News. I'm Ann Ball reporting. The United Nations Human Rights Office on Friday rejected reported remarks by U.S. President Donald Trump, describing immigrants from several countries as coming from an expletive, meaning dirty and impoverished. Lisa Schlein reports for VOA from Geneva.
Agency spokesman Rupert Colville calls Trump's remarks clearly racist.
You cannot dismiss entire countries and continents as holes whose entire populations, who are not white, are therefore not welcome. The positive comment on Norway makes the underlying sentiment very clear.
He says policy proposals targeting entire groups on grounds of nationality or religion go against universal values. Colville warns comments by a major political figure can have damaging and dangerous consequences. Lisa Schlein for VOA News, Geneva.
Trump denies he used the vulgar language reported, but Democratic Senator Dick Durbin said he was there and heard him use the language. Police in the Democratic Republic of Congo fired warning shots Friday to disperse churchgoers who had gathered to mourn seven people killed during recent protests against President Joseph Kabila. A reporter for VOA's French to Africa service said police acted after people leaving a mass in Kinshasa Cathedral began shouting slogans considered hostile to Kabila. Officers fired tear gas and followed by warning shots. On Friday, the estimated number of missing people from the California mudslides went down to five, down